U.S. spot hype ETFs pull 161 Lamprs in their first month. A month after the first U.S. spot hype exchange-traded fund opened on NASDAQ, the three U.S.-listed products tracking Hyperliquid's token have taken in $161 million of net inflows, according to data compiled by CryptoSlate as of June 14, 2026. The run was nearly uninterrupted. Across the entire first month, the funds logged a single outflow session, a $2.9 million redemption from Bitwise's BHYP on June 5th. That makes Hype one of the first tokens from an on-chain trading venue to get packaged into a U.S. spot ETF and find steady institutional demand right out of the gate. A near one-way month of flows. The $161 million figure covers the combined net creations of three issuers since the first listing in mid-May. The standout detail is the consistency. One down day and roughly 20 trading sessions points to allocators building positions on a schedule rather than chasing a price move. It also lands at an awkward time for the broader market. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 20, firmly in fear when these flows were tallied. Bitcoin traded near $63,750 and Ether near $1,064 on June 14th, both down on the day. Money moving into a brand new single token product while the tape is red is a different signal than money chasing green candles. Bitwise leads a three-issuer field. Bitwise's BHYP is the most visible of the group. It held about $93.53 million in assets and 1.587 million hype as of June 10th, the majority of the category's reported assets. The fund stakes a large share of its holdings. Roughly 70% of its hype is staked, producing a gross staking reward rate of 2.25% and a net rate of 1.18% after costs. 21 shares and a third issuer round out the field. Staking inside an ETF wrapper is the part worth watching. A spot product that also earns native yield on the underlying gives the fund a small carry on top of price exposure, and it pulls supply out of circulation. For an asset where roughly 70% of one fund's holdings are locked, that mechanic tightens float over time if inflows continue. The exchange behind the ticker Hype is the token of Hyperliquid, a perpetuals exchange that settles on its own chain. The trading numbers explain why allocators are paying attention. The venue ran about $240.5 billion in perp volume over the trailing 30 days and $72.4 billion over 7 days, with open interest near $8.6 billion. Cumulative perp volume has passed $463 trillion. On the revenue side, annualized fees run above $1 billion, and annualized revenue sits near $886 million. Those are operating figures from an exchange, not a speculative pre-revenue project. And that is the pitch ETF buyers are responding to. The on-chain exchange bet framing is literal. An allocator buying Hype is buying exposure to fee flow from a high-volume derivatives venue, now in a form that fits inside a U.S. brokerage account. Token still well off its high. The price action is more mixed than the flows suggest. Hype traded around $61 when the inflow data was compiled, down from an all-time high of $75.48 set on June 2, 2026. The token is still up roughly 160% year-to-date, and its fully diluted valuation sits near $69 billion. So the steady ETF buying has come during a pullback from the peak, not during a melt-up, which fits the picture of allocators averaging in. 1 month of data is a small sample. A single large redemption, a sharp drop in hype, or a stall in Hyperliquid's volume could turn the flow chart negative quickly. The category is also concentrated, with one issuer holding most of the assets, so its decisions move the aggregate. For now, the readout is simple. A token most retail investors have never traded directly has quietly attracted nine figures of institutional money in its first month on U.S. exchanges.